You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. In 2012, Grand Rapids voters said yes to decriminalizing possession of small amounts of marijuana. In 2016, Michigan lawmakers passed the Medical Marijuana Facilities Licensing Act. It set up all the licensing and regulatory framework for Michigan's medical marijuana industry. But as a story in MIBiz points out, despite all that, Grand Rapids has not moved towards allowing any medical marijuana facilities in this city. With us now is Grand Rapids First Ward City Commissioner John O'Connor and the founder of Canna Communication, Roberta King. It's good to have you both with us.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Commissioner, between that vote in your city in 2012 and then the actions of the state in setting up the framework for medical marijuana facilities, did you expect Grand Rapids to have taken some kind of action toward allowing these facilities by now?
Yeah, I think, given the fact that the decriminalization of marijuana in 2012 overwhelmingly passed by a vote of the citizens of Grand Rapids, 58%, I would have thought that we would have at least had it started a discussion about how we can best implement a medical marijuana facilities here within the city of Grand Rapids.
And the state law allows municipalities to decide whether they want these facilities and how many and how to regulate them or to opt out. So where is Grand Rapids on that spectrum in your view?
Well, I think, at least from my perspective, I'm trying to continue to advance the discussion about how these facilities could have real merit to our community. We know that marijuana clearly has medical value, and there are people in our community in need who are oftentimes traveling to other locations to obtain the medicine that they need to help them, that we should be taking a serious look at this, especially given the fact that I think oftentimes marijuana can substitute as a painkilling in place of a painkiller. And we know the terrible impact that opioids have had on our community and continue to have on our community. And so providing an alternative outlet to obtain the help that you need that is not in opioid form seems to be, in my opinion, something we should be seriously looking at as a community.
Roberta King, how would you characterize the city's approach to this issue?
I find that a lot of communities who have not been approached by medical marijuana businesses, people already in the community who want to opt in, if a community hasn't been approached and aggressively approached as some have, they tend to do what Grand Rapids does, and it's just sort of wait and see. Maybe see how things work out for other communities, or we'll wait and not do anything at all. So,
well, let me ask, if they haven't been approached, what's wrong with waiting and seeing?
The patients, the 8,000 people in Kent County, there will be, at this point in time, there are no townships, villages, or cities in Kent County that have opted in. There are a number, about six have opted out, and I think a lot of the rest of them are wait and see and not do anything at all. But what that does is that affects the 8,000 people who live in Kent County who have to travel at least 30 and sometimes 60 miles to buy legal marijuana medicine. And so it presents a hardship on a lot of people. Kids with epilepsy that's only controlled by cannabis, women with breast cancer, people with Crohn's disease, veterans, your own veterans in your own community, you're telling them, go somewhere else to get your medicine. And they deserve to buy cannabis medicine in their own community.
Commissioner O'Connor, what do you think is behind this wait-and-see approach that Grand Rapids is taking?
That's what I'm really trying to figure out. I've been trying to have some conversations with my colleagues and folks in the city and the administration to try to figure out what these hurdles are and how we can overcome them. I know that, as you mentioned, there have been people in who have reached out about wanting to create the marijuana businesses in Grand Rapids and who are eager and interested in investing in our community, creating some jobs, providing access for folks who need this medicine. And we have a good framework of zoning laws here in Grand Rapids, and I think given the good context we've had in our history of development, that we can implement this with fidelity and do it the right way. And I think that we can be a leader in ensuring that those other communities who are taking the wait and see approach could look to Grand Rapids to see how we do it. I feel like there's a way in which we can do this, that it can be homogeneous within our neighborhoods and our business districts and our industrial zones, to ensure that they go in the right place, that they provide the people the access they need, and that it can be a complement to our existing business and residential environments.
The Grand Rapids planning director, Suzanne Schultz, she has been quoted as saying the timing isn't good to move ahead when the possibility is very strong that we all may be voting on a ballot proposal to legalize recreational marijuana this November. Commissioner, do you accept or understand that argument?
I mean, I think that's the argument as to why we should be getting out in front of this, that in the event that marijuana does become legalized here in the state of Michigan, it seems to me that I would like to have some time to test and try implementing this so that we know where the pitfalls are, that we know what's working and what's not working. So in the event that it comes at us at an even larger scale and a faster pace, that we're prepared to handle those challenges and not just be completely reactive to a bigger onslaught of folks looking to get into the marijuana business.
Roberta, what do you think that wait and see what happens in November approach is doing in Grand Rapids?
Well, obviously, it's putting patients, second to, what your politics are in your community. So right now, there's about 65 places in Michigan that have opted to have marijuana businesses. And when you look at the list, it's the usual suspects: Detroit, Ann Arbor, Lansing, Kalamazoo Township, and Flint. And by far, though, interestingly, and I find this just fascinating, the number of places that are opting in are kind of smallish townships. And this is kind of like a Michigan trivia game for me. It's like, where's Wise Township? Well, it's in Isabella County they opted in. Pleasant Plains Township up in Lake County near Baldwin. Frederick Township up in Crawford County, which is up 75, up north a little bit. Mm-hmm. And oddly enough, Crockery Township in Ottawa County, the only place that's opted in Ottawa County so far. And they opted in, and this is what's really cool, is communities can fashion their zoning how they want it to be. Crockery Township has two licenses, one for growing, one for dispensing. So you can make it what you want to make it.
So it can work for a tiny area, and it can work for the city of Detroit.
Yes, absolutely.
And all points in between. What kind of misconceptions, Roberta, when you think about the zoning issues for medical marijuana facilities, what are some of the misconceptions that you hear about opening a municipality up to these kinds of businesses?
Oh, crime is always one that crime's just going to skyrocket, and that just hasn't been proved in. And really, the only place we have for solid longitudinal data is Colorado. And Denver specifically. So, and they will tell you, teen use, kids are going to use it. People who are going to work in businesses are going to access it, and they're going to come to work stoned.
This is for medical now.
Right. Or they're going to get a card because there's the perception, and right or wrong, that getting a medical card is an easy thing to do. And if you do this, and I live over in Muskegon, and we had about 20 community leaders write a letter to the city commission objecting to medical marijuana. And among the rationale was that they didn't want the image of the city that they'd worked so hard to build to be compromised. So I guess they don't want Muskegon to be like Ann Arbor.
Commissioner O'Connor, when you hear other commissioners, and you're all talking about this, what do you hear from other commissioners?
Again, I think some of it revolves around the unknown and not sure how it looks and how it's going to play out. I think it's interesting because, again, I was not a commissioner at the time, but when we decriminalized marijuana here in Grand Rapids, there were several of my colleagues who supported that endeavor. And if we look at medical marijuana as, again, having a medical use, we have good land use. We have, there's a pharmacy just down the street from my business. It's really, if it's of medical value, we should be looking to regulate it like it's a pharmacy, not like it's a bar or a nightclub. This is a medical product, and the rules that the state has put in place require safety and security. And again, I think it can fit conveniently within a zoning code and in a proper context and be a real asset to our community.
Setting aside the excellent points you both made about serving patients who need medical marijuana, and perhaps looking at it from the business end, what is Grand Rapids missing out on by not having medical marijuana facilities, moving ahead toward that? And Commissioner, I'll let you start with that.
Well, I think, on a number of fronts, there's the various channels in which you can participate in the growing distribution, eventual sale of medical marijuana. So there seems to be multiple avenues in which jobs can be created, that business districts could continue to be revitalized in Grand Rapids. That, I think there's some safety protocols in place that make it difficult to get one of these licenses. So we have an opportunity to ensure that the folks that do bring forward a business in our community are well vetted, that they're stable, they're viable, that they're going to put forth a good business plan and a good way of operations that's going to ensure that they're going to, you know, need to follow the rules and be active participants in our business community. You know, I think a lot of jobs and tax revenue can be created if given the proper context and opportunity for people to try to enter this arena.
Roberta King, do you want to add anything
to that? Yeah, well, there's two things that come to mind. One is that I think that deciding what your image is going to be if you are in a community that welcomes marijuana, I mean, has it really done Ann Arbor any harm to have dispensaries in the city and to be more progressive on that issue? You know, I would argue that it hasn't. I don't think it's hurt Kalamazoo or Lansing necessarily, or even Flint. It provides an opportunity for entrepreneurs to do something new and bring something into a community that is, at least right now with medical, is regulated and has a, you know, finite number of patients that come to your business. And so I feel like that it's an opportunity that's missed for what needs to be in a community, you know, that you have all of these other things and it's medically legal. It is a plant-based medicine that, as more research is done, more people are finding out, really is a legitimate business.
Roberta King, founder of Canna Communication, and John O'Connor, First Ward City Commissioner for the City of Grand Rapids. Thanks so much to both of you for being on the program today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.